Satsang with Maitreya, October 5th, 2002.
Good morning. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. You have come to the room that has the greatest revelation ever come to humanity, and we are in the point of the great evolution and the beginning of the last part of God's plan. And according to God's words and the scriptures, no one would know the mystery of God and the whole truth until this revelation comes to them, to humanity. And now it is here, and it explains very clearly what was God's plan from the last 12,000 years, from the very beginning of the creation, and how the last 12,000 years of the history has been created to teach man that not only man cannot manage themselves, but they will make a mess out of earth if they do not listen to God and His laws. And also, at the same time, He sent seven revelations to humanity, and each of them were here as a religion, and many people became a follower of that religion, and each of them think they have the answer to God's plan and His words, but each of them have a message for humanity, and only you understand the meaning of the message of God if you put all of them together. And here this revelation reveals today's plan that has been hidden from humanity to this point, and they have never been able to unify religions of the world as God meant it to be unified. Even those who claim that they have unified the religions and that they have revelation that says basically all religions are the same, they have left the mystical path out of that unification. Therefore, we can see that this revelation is for humanity to really realize that God first exists, because He told He will do these things, and He has done it. And not only He exists, He knows what is best way for human to become prosperous, progress physically, mentally, and spiritually. And that is what called the eternal divine path. And that is the base of our teachings, eternal divine path. It is called eternal because it was created in eternity. It is divine because it leads you to divinity or God, and it's a path. You either follow it or you don't. It's as simple as that. It's whatever you say, whatever you think you are understanding, whatever words you out there are understanding the path, no matter how much you read it or explain it to other people, if you are not walking it, you are not in the path. And of course, you know, then that will be a delusion if you say that you understand the path, but you're not following it. And therefore, it is very important in this revelation, or in this mission, that you understand how to walk eternal divine path and meditate on your actions and your desires and your wants, and to see, am I really following the eternal divine path or not? Therefore, this is not a bunch of dogma that you believe in and such and such, that is it, you are in heaven. It is the way, it's the path that you have to walk it. And I cannot walk it for you. You have to walk it yourself. You see? This is the beauty of this teaching. We try to make you self-sufficient. We teach you how to heal yourself. We teach you how to go to God. We teach you how to go directly to Godhead. Not to the preacher, not the teacher, not the guru, not the prophet. None of them is going to take you to God but yourself. And God has given you every tool that you need into able to go to God directly yourself. You do not need a medium. If you become attached to the medium, then you're stuck. You are not going to go where you're supposed to go. Therefore, this revelation is the salvation of man physically, mentally, spiritually, collectively, emotionally, and whatever way you want to look at it, it will help you to get there. But you have to have sincerity, you have to have complete dedication, you have to understand the teaching in depth, and take, you know, get rid of your emotions and attachments and desires and wants and cravings and playing games, you know, in this path, you know. Playing games doesn't get you anywhere. You have to go concentrate and deeply understand what God has revealed to you, and that is the way of your salvation. Therefore, you have to understand this teaching in a very deep level and be completely dedicated to it and follow the eternal divine path to benefit from it, you know, in a deepest level. Now, probably somebody would ask, what is this eternal divine path that you're talking about? That is the question that we have been explaining in this room and in our teaching for the last 22 years. And we have many, many writings and revelations and teachings and many, many books that you can find the answer to it. And of course, usually in this room, I go over it, this eternal divine path, every time I come into it. And therefore, we're going to go explain what's the eternal divine path. Eternal divine path consists of 5 steps and 2 results. The first 5 steps are the 5 religions that have come to humanity by the names of mystical paths, like Hinduism and Buddhism and Kabbalah and mystical Christianity, Sufis, any religion all over the world that is talking about know God. God is everything, and if you know yourself, you know God. And also, be still and know that I am God. So, God and you are one. You know, there is no separation. God is everything. You cannot look up anything that God is not there. You, of course, have to have the eye for it. You have to open that eye that can see God is everything. If that eye is not open, of course, you cannot see. You become very attached to the mundane in life and will be drawn into Maya, and Maya, of course, is like a quicksand. You fall into it and very hard to get out. And the more you try to get out, the more you sink into it. And therefore, that first step is to know yourself, to be able to detach yourself from this world, to be able to be in the world but not of it. Of course, we don't teach you go to the mountain. We teach stay in the middle of society. That's even harder than going to the mountain or escaping the life and become an escapist and try to rationalize your behavior as, no, I'm not attached to this world, I'm only attached to God, therefore I will shun this world and will not get involved with it. That is not the fastest way to go to God, but be able to be in the world, be efficient, be effective, be, you know, able to cope with it, at the same time know you are not belong to this world, because this world is a relative truth. It is not the ultimate truth. The ultimate truth is God. And whatever is relative changes. But whatever is not the ultimate, the essence, will change. And therefore, if you hang into something that is not permanent, what happened? After a while it changes and we wonder, what happened? We thought what we hang into was permanent. And of course that permanency only is the essence, which is God, and therefore we have to be attached only to it. So the Christ said, if you do not follow this teaching, if you don't understand this truth, you are building your house at the top of the sand. And you don't do that. Where do you build your house? You build your house on the top of a stone which will not fall apart easily. Even a stone falls apart after a while. But you build your house at the top of the essence, which is God. And therefore, if you do that, that does not change. God never changes, ever been the same, He is the same, will be the same forever. If you reach and hold to that truth and that permanency, then you never will be disappointed, because there is not like a regular world that things change and you wonder why I am not satisfied with what I'm attached to. But when you reach God, you are satisfied no matter what happened in this world or around you, because whatever is around you happening, it's just a game, just a play, just a something not permanent. But the first step is to awaken your spiritual forces. And of course, this is the teaching of the all mystical path. And of course, they tell you that this world is illusion. It is not essence. Therefore, you should not even become attached to it or involved with it. Go to the mountain, escape it, and go to God. Now, of course, God says, no, if you do that, I will spew you out of my mouth, and you have to come back here again and again and learn your lessons. Therefore, this isn't a school, this is a class. We are in a school together on this earth to learn our lessons. If we learn our lessons and get good grades and get A's, of course we are going to graduate, and the God's university will accept us as a student, and we enter that, you know, permanency as where God is. If we do not learn our lesson and yell and kick, say to the teacher, no, you have to give me good grade, I want to go to God anyway. And even if the teacher give you good grade, you know, when you go to the door, God looks at you and says, no, no, you're not ready. Go back. You know, you're going to be thrown back into the world. So that is not the way to go about shunning this world, but realizing that in order to meditate and awaken your spiritual forces, in order to, you know, learn your lessons, you have, in order to go to the world and know that you are in the world but not of it, you need an environment that you can go back into and say, okay, in this environment I can relax and be with God, meditate, be with Him. But in that environment also you have to become pure. You have to listen to the teaching, you have to progress, you have to overcome your craving and your desire and your wants and your, you know, things that make you not put an good example for other people. That's how you go to God. Okay? If you are in the condition of light, still you're not following those things and you're not putting a good example and you're not progressing, again you are in delusion and you're not doing, you know, what is, you know, you are supposed to do. Therefore, we can see that in the comings of light, you have the opportunity to progress, but still in comings of light, you have to have the ability to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, and listen to the teaching and overcome those desires that take you from God and bring you to this world and all that. So we can see that the next step is the desire to create such an environment. Those environments, of course, we call the communities of light. That is the theme of the Old Testament. If you read the whole Old Testament, what does God want to do? He wants to choose a people, called the elect, called the Hebrews, called the Israelites, the children of light. Those are the people that would listen to God, make God their king, and follow His laws, meditate, overcome, the place they can, you know, awaken their spiritual forces in a faster way, and therefore they, this community will help them, and they help the community. You know, as I said, you know, you can come to the community and say, well, take care of me, okay, and I'm not going to do anything, I'm not going to help, I'm not going to, you know, contribute. If you have so many people taking and few people putting in, what happened? That community falls apart, as we say many times. So you go to the world. You work, you go, you know, and you will be in the world, but you are not of the world, of course, because you have a community of light to come back to. You know, you go there and you put all your effort, actually, in all our members should be very good in what they do in the external world, so everybody look at them and say, well, this is a good worker, this is fantastic, I want to hire him, I want to, you know, have him in my staff or, you know, my organization or whatever. You know, these people in the mission, the people who are divine, they are very efficient people. They are very good workers, and therefore they are easily will be accepted outside there. As I said, we have to create a pool of goodwill, and that's another way of making good, you know, creating goodwill for the mission But people realizing and looking at us and say, yes, these people are really, you know, good people and good workers and good, efficient people. And at the same time, we know we don't belong there. You know, they think we belong there and belong to them or to the world, but we belong to God. And at the end of the day, of course, we come to the community, we do our reminder, we awaken our purposes, we meditate, we have a good food, we even, when we talk about God with the other people in the community, and therefore we lift our spirit up. You know, if even if we come to the community, after still we talk mundane and idle talk, what is going to happen? You know, still we're going to be pulled down to down in our lower nature, no matter if we call that place Compass of Light, that is not any light there. You know, it's still darkness, and we have to avoid that. Therefore, the next step is the Compass of Light. This is the Old Testament. The Old Testament, God is shown that He wants people that they are chosen, they are elect, come together and create communities, have Him as a king and His laws as His law, create an environment that they talk is God and sleep is God, eating is God, sitting is God, everything, you know, evolved around God, not me, but God. Therefore, God is the center of attention, not me, you, or anybody else. Therefore, we have to learn to overcome that craving for attention, but craving to bring God to the attention of everybody. In such community of light, of course, you will progress very fast, very, you know, godly, and light will come to you easily, and you will reach in a much higher consciousness. Of course, to create such a community, you can't just say in the comments and say, what is it for me only, you know, how can this community help me? You know, no. How you can help this community, then you can be helped in the process yourself. That is the approach of every person who comes to the Compass of Light, and therefore they sacrifice, they give up themselves into the community, and also they don't look at anybody else, what they're doing, you know. Are they doing, and are they divine, are they high, do they have the light in themselves? No. Do I have the light? Am I following the eternal path? Am I self-motivated and self-started and ability to help the mission and the community, or I'm looking to see everybody else doing, oh, he did that, then I did tick for tat. It's not that, it's just, this is my community, it is my place, it is my godly home or place, therefore I will become a self-starter and do whatever is needed to be done. And therefore, that is the message of Christ. Christ came, He was self-motivated, He was efficient, He was, you know, godly, He spent His time and energy preaching. Actually, He is the most fantastic preacher. In 3.5 years, He did some, you know, created a religion that it took any other prophet for years to do. So, of course, they turned around and changed His teaching too, because He wasn't there to, you know, correct them, you know, they didn't have any email, and people could say, okay, this is the answer, but here, my teacher, is that answer okay? That is, at least we are here now, we can correct those things, but Christ came, and you know, His teaching changed, but He was a fantastic teacher, so concentrated doing that, and that is the example that Christ put for us to be able to create compass of light based on that way of intensity and dedication and ability to be one-pointed toward what God revealed to us. Now, of course, you know, all this time, to this point, we will be attached to the result of our action. You know, we meditate and we progress a little bit and say, oh wow, I progress a lot. You see, look, I heard the word for the first time. You know, I have overcome, I reached there. Then you go to the Compass of Light and say, okay, I'm a Compass of Light, that's it. I made it. I'm in the Compass of Light, I don't have to do anything. I'm going to be meditating here, I'm going to be blessed all the time. And suddenly you realize, no, community is not just all blessed, it's all a mundane work. Get with the work, get with the, you know, creating, you know, an environment that everybody also will be comfortable and help. And that is not all blissful play, of course. When it is the Feast of Tabernacle, you know, and other times, that is the blissful time and all that, but at the same time, community also needs a lot of things to be done in it. Therefore, you do that and they say, oh, look at that, I'm doing all this thing in the community and become, again, attached to the result. And you sacrifice, you become attached to the result and all that. Of course, the next step is surrender and submission to God. Surrendering means, yeah, I do all this, I have done all this work, I meditated, I've opened my spiritual process, I heard the word, I know that God exists, I have a personal relationship with God. You have to have a personal relationship with God. That's why we meditate, to create that personal relationship. If you don't have a personal relationship with God, then you don't know God, then you have a religion. Then our mission is a religion. It is not taking you to God. But by meditation, awakening your spiritual forces, then you have a personal relationship with God, then you know God. You don't need explanation. No, God cannot be explained. It can be experienced. When you experience God, of course, you have that direct relationship with God, and you have awakened your spiritual forces. You know God exists, and you know what I say is the truth, because there is no separation between this world and what God wants everybody to do. Therefore, you know, you go through that, and then you create communities of light, and you sacrifice for it, and you surrender the result. You do your best, you say, God, okay, I did this, the result is yours, is not mine. You become completely detached from it, and you are free. And of course, greater than surrendering is submission, to realize that God is doing it through you all the time. Actually, if you awaken your spiritual forces, if you have a direct relationship with God, therefore you know that God is doing it, you are not. Because God is your friend. God is with you all the time. He is the doer. You know, you always seek His will. What is your will in this situation? What do you want me to do in every step in my life? Therefore, He tells you what to do, and He is perfect. If you let Him tell you what to do, if you let Him come through you perfectly, you will do perfect things every time. As Christ said, be perfect as my Father. It means some people say, no, you cannot be perfect, just accept this couple of dogmas, you go to heaven. Christ said, no, you have to become perfect. What is the way to perfection? The way of the perfection is be submissive to God. Let God come through you and do the job. You cannot come to me and mess up everything in your life and say, no, I'm letting God do all these things. No, you're not. You know, if you are messing up your life, you are not connected to God. You know, the person who is connected to God, their life is not messed up. Or their action is perfect, is not imperfection in their what they do. So you haven't got there. You haven't really let God come through. You don't have the direct relationship with God. And again, a lot of people might be in illusion they are, but they have to work on that to reach a point that they become perfect as the Father. And it didn't change. You see, as they say, God doesn't change. God said 2,000 years ago, you have to become perfect. Now, 2,000 years later, we are saying the same thing. You have to become perfect. You see, He doesn't change His mind. You know, just some people say, you know, He changes His mind. He doesn't have to follow the Ten Commandments anymore. Everything goes okay. You can do whatever you want. Find your own path and be your own God, and you can go. Isn't that what happened? Adam and Eve did in the garden? They wanted to be God themselves. You know, they wanted to know what's right and wrong. But God doesn't change His mind. 2,000 years ago, He said the same thing. Be perfect as Father in heaven. Now He's the same thing. Be perfect. But now we know how to become perfect. By having a direct relationship with God, and then let Him come through us. And in that relationship, He as a friend, He as a counselor, He as a being with us, we always can ask, Father, what do you want me to do in this situation? What is the best way to do? Is it best way to be craving and wanting and you know, playing games and all that, or completely free myself and let you come through and become effective, efficient, focused, and able to do a perfect job? A lot of people say it's a hard thing to do, become perfect. It's not. It's very easy. The only thing is you have to give up those crutches, those things that you have had in our life, and you have used them in every situation, and eventually end up in a place that you said, no, I have to go somewhere else, or you know, find a the thing that is not, I cannot find it here. That those things have to go. You have to work on those things. You have to follow and let God come through. And when God comes through, of course, you see, wow, really, I cannot go on past words. You know, I really have to meditate. I really have to have recognized spiritual forces. I really have to know, you know, who I am. And then I have to live in an environment that supports me for this. I can go to the world, but then I come to this environment, I am not in that world anymore. I'm absolutely out of it. And I am with God, and therefore you have to create Christ community of life. You have no choice. You have to do it. Okay? Of course, you can do it wherever you are, or you can come and join the community of life here and become a leg here or wherever you are. It doesn't have to be exactly, you know, where you are doesn't matter. The most important is eternal divine path. And then, of course, you sacrifice for the community, as we said many times. And then, of course, you surrender the result. The best is to submit to God. And because you have that relationship with God, He will tell you what is correct way to do something or not. And you will become perfect. Now you are perfect and you are attached to the community you are living in. And then the only place is good is my community. And I don't want to have nothing to do with that external world. The moment you say that, what are you creating? You're creating a cult. That's the difference between mission and a cult. The cult says, those bad people out there and the good people in this household, in this community, we and them, there is a separation between them and us, those bad people, you know, don't. And we here, we're good people, you know, after a while you more and more disconnect yourself from the external world, not going in the world, but not being of it, but not have nothing to do with the external world. And what happens to you? After a while, they fall in themselves. They become like a warp, you know, star. And absolutely, they cannot, no longer can deal or relate to the external world. And that is when they reach a point and say, this world is no good. We are not, you know, we have to just catch comet, end of the comet, and maybe go to heaven, you know, with it. But you not do that. We don't do it in the mission. We actually are a part of the community. We actually help our community. We work with the community. But as I said, we always have to know the goal is to create more communities of light and more communities of light and reach a point that even that external world become a community of light. Then even you go there, you no longer say, I'm not of it, but you say, yeah, this is very godly, I am of it. Because the even external world is all comings of life, and you are in comings of life. That the whole life becomes a joy and a dance with God all the time. Therefore, we have, see, this is not a, something, it's a good idea, as I said. This is good. It has to be done, and we have to create that environment. Of course, the next step is not to be attached even to your own community, but attached to the whole universe, become universalist. Know that God is everything and everywhere. There is nowhere in the universe that God is not there. Therefore, you have to help the whole universe to reach higher consciousness and pure consciousness. How do you do that? How do you help the whole universe reach pure consciousness and eventually to higher consciousness? By teaching them there is only one path. But teaching them how to become divine, but teaching them our teachings, you know. And as they progress, of course, you are helping the whole universe, because, you know, if now we have this many people here know about the teaching. If each of you, you know, reach another 20 people and another 12 people, and that 12 people reach 12 more, yeah. If you have ever played that pyramid game or letter that they send out, it takes only around 5, 6, or 7 levels to reach the whole 6 billion people on Earth. So we can see it's not really that difficult, but each of you are God's hands, God's eyes, God's mouth, God's nose, God's touch to be out there and teach this thing to humanity and teach them to become self-sufficient themselves and go to God directly, so they can break and destroy any attachments or wants or crutches that might, you know, be in their way to God. Therefore, when you become universalist, you have the ability to relate to every person and know that Every human, every being in earth needs to go to God and pure consciousness, and therefore there is no separation. How we can help them? How can we help? Should we help them by getting to their games or trips, or should we help them by letting them know? No, you have to follow eternally one path. Let's do that together. Then we will become friends, we will become, you know, close, we will become co-workers, and we will dance together to heaven, and there we become one with God, and in the ocean of God we are one. There is no separation, no ego, no nothing that will create those separation between us. With this five step, you reach a state of what God calls elect. An elect is a person who follows the five step of the eternal divine path. They're like a string, they're related. You are making those spiritual forces. You know you are not from this world, but you don't forsake the world, and because you don't forsake the world, you need the comings of light. And in the comings of light, you always can return to and be with God. Then you are not of the world, but of the comings of light, because God is there. And there, of course, in the communities, eventually you create many communities and create the whole environment, okay? You sacrifice in the community, because as I said, we cannot create the commons of life. Everybody says, you know, what is it in for me? Alone, and then you surrender and submit to God, become perfect, as God is, and become one of us, universalist. Can a perfect person help the universe? Yes, he can, or she can. They can help the universe, you know, because they have reached that state. And such a people are called elect. That is who we are calling to come together. You haven't reached the sonhood yet. As our teaching, you know, recently evolving more and more to our explaining what is going to happen, in 1,000 years, many will become his sons. They will overcome. Right now they're looking not for the sons, but for the elect that will become sons in 1,000 years. So, become an elect. Follow eternal divine path. Realize unification of our religion. And come and join the mission and help the mission and forget about little thing and get together, become more and more together so you can help each other and so you don't have to be in mundanity, and less in mundanity, of course, creates a better way for you to be in the communities of light and help and progress. This elect, of course, will come together, will know the cyclical movement of history and the economical, you know, evolutions. And they also, of course, follow eternal divine path. They are incorruptible, and they have the ability of the workers, warriors, the business people, and the intellectuals. And therefore, they are actually Superman. You know, then we can make movie out of them that are going all over the place and preaching and, you know, making everybody realize God and create comings of light. And of course, their primary goal is to disseminate the teaching to humanity and the whole universe and help to create comings of light wherever they are or wherever they go. You know, that is become the essence of the life, become the focus of the life. How can I create more comings of light? How can I give this teaching in a greater degree to more people and make them, more people realize that there is only one God and he's in all his religion? Now, he has brought them all together because the seven seal is open and the book is open. We are in that point, in that place that everything else we have before us has been fulfilled. God's revelation, you know, the prophecies, everything is fulfilled at this point. We are in the point that we are going toward the last marathon of God's plan. Okay? That is where we are going. Everything before this is done, finished, and we know God has done it, and we are a part of it. Therefore, this is where the elects come. The elects are called, come, and of course, being an elect is hard. That's why very few people are here in this room with us, because being elect needs a lot of sacrifice and surrendering and meditation and having of the forces and all that. So we understand that not everybody is there, but that